Thank you for joining our podcast today. This is The Christian Counselor. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and I'm glad you're with us today. Over the last 5 podcasts, this would make the 6th, we've been discussing qualities of successful families. Of course, it started when a person chose to do research in a little bit different way. He was looking at successful families, looking for common denominators, and trying to determine what makes those families successful, why certain families seem to do better than others. We've talked about expressing appreciation, spending time together, having large degrees of commitment, having good communication patterns. Last time we discussed a strong religious orientation. And now we come to one more, and that is that successful or functional families have an ability to deal with a crisis in a positive way. I could give you hundreds of examples of family crisis. And it's not really if a crisis is going to happen as much as it is when a crisis will happen. House burning down, filing bankruptcy, losing a job, having a car accident, a severe diagnosis, a death in the family. We could literally go on and on and on about crises and the different types of crises that happen within the family. In fact, research tells us that crises tend to piggyback one another. They tend to follow one another. Perhaps a person gets a diagnosis of cancer. That would be a crisis. They have to take treatments which have, of course, physical effects on the body, which again would be a crisis. The family has to adjust to a person who's not around as much or not able to be as involved because they're going through treatment, and that would be a crisis. That adjustment can be a crisis. And then, of course, maybe they are given a clean slate and they find out that the cancer is gone, which would be a celebration. But maybe 6 months, a year, 2 years, somewhere down the road, the cancer comes back. And again, you'd have a crisis, and a whole amount of all those other crises coming back again. Maybe it eventually takes their life, which is, of course, their death, which would be a family crisis. If it's a parent in the home, maybe the other parent gets remarried, which, at least for those children, might be a family crisis. And we can look at all of those different things together, and we can see how they're all related. If we look at the big picture, we see how all of that comes together, but the truth is, we don't live in the big picture. We live moment to moment, or in this case, we live crisis to crisis. And we must be aware that when the crisis does happen, they're usually going to come in more than one, and we have to be able to respond to a crisis. It's not about preventing a crisis. That's certainly possible. We can plan for retirement. We can plan for different things that happen within the family. But the truth is, we can't plan for every inevitability. And sometimes the crises are going to come our way, and it's not about making plans to prevent it as much as it is about how do we properly respond to this crisis. How do we respond to a crisis in a positive way? Oftentimes I use this example. I'll talk with a father of a daughter or maybe an older brother of someone, and I say, what would you do if your daughter or your younger sister or somebody came to you, maybe about 15 years old, and says they think they might be pregnant? Sometimes those fathers, those older brothers, will look at me and say, oh, I'm going to find that guy and I'm going to hurt him. And I say, yeah, okay, I can understand why you might feel that way initially, but how is that positive? How could we deal with this crisis in a positive way? And then we begin to reframe and talk about how that child's going to need a good male influence, a role model in the home. Things need to happen in such a way that that person can deal with the crisis that's happening to them in a positive way. James said in the book of James at chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. We know that it's not if we have trials as much as it's when we have trials. And those trials can make us bitter, or they can make us better. But one thing's for sure, they will indeed change us. My name is Jeremy Northrop, and this is The Christian Counselor.